Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Yud Dalet in Maseches Nedarim, is the 1047th daf in Shas. We are going to begin the second perek, perek Ve'elu Mutarin. In contrast to a long list that we had in the first perek of statements that qualify as a neder, our perek is going to begin in the opposite direction, and that is Elu Mutarim. These are the things that when a person utters them, it's not going to make the objects usher as a neder. And we're going to have two categories in our Mishnah. One category is going to be a case of chulin sha'achalacha, that a person says that's going to be like chulin, and chulin doesn't make anything usher, and therefore there's no binding neder. And then there's going to be a bigger chidush in our Mishnah, and that is if someone speaks about foods that are already usher, like besar chazir, or like avodas hechavim, so then that's called being noder bedover ha'asur. If someone's being noder bedover ha'asur, so then that's the antithesis of nodur bedover ha'nodur. Dover ha'nodur means something that's subject to neder, and therefore a neder could be matbis, something that's a dover ha'nodur. However, if it's something that's a dover ha'asur, so then in such a case, there's no parallel between the object you're comparing it, and even though the object you're comparing it to is something that's aser, for example, basar chazir, but since it's not a dover hanodur, it's not something that in of itself could be subject to a neder, so then there's no significance of that hatpasa. In contrast to what we discussed in the previous parak, where your noder on a carbon, you're saying that this object should be like a carbon, so then in such a case, that carbon was a dover hanodur. It was promised, it was designated for the mikdash, and then the neder is going to be chal. So we're going to be introduced to this important point of a dover hanodur versus a dover asur, and the Gemara Yudalet Amid Aleph is going to explain that point. Then our daf is going to get into the halachos of she'ela. If one wants to undo a neder, then questions could be made by a chacham to undo a neder. Finally, our daf is going to return to the concept of davar nodur and davar asur in the context of somebody being noder the Torah on the top of Yudalim Beis. So let's Beis Hashem begin our new parak. Ve'elu mutarin. These are items where, despite the fact that you made a neder, they are permissible. Chulin sha'ochalecha. What I am going to eat from you should be chulin. So here, the point is that he's not saying it's going to be usher, he's saying it's going to be mutter. Rashi explains that all of the above examples are not considered nedarim, and the Ran explains that the Gemara is really going to ask, what is the chidush over here of chulin sha'ochalecha? So that the Gemara will spell out. Immediately, though, the Gemara goes to this whopper of the chidush of a dover being noder bedover anoder as opposed to a dover aser. Ki besar chazir, kavodas kachovin. If a person says that what I'm going to eat from you will be like a chazir, or like avodas kachovin, which is aser ba'anot. Ka'oros levuvin. This was a type of takroves avodah zarah, things that were brought to avodah zarah. This is from Maven Yovin. You don't have to be a maven in this. From Indiana Jones. My Yirsa Diankisa is getting weak. I don't remember which one. I think it was one of the later ones. That they used to have this awful type of avodah zarah where they would rip out a heart. So that was that takroves avodah zarah. Ka'oros levuvin. Kinevelos. If he says it's going to be like an avela, utrefos, kishkatzim urumasim, which have 4 and 5 isurim of lavim of eating them, kechalos aron. So 2 days ago we discussed what chalos aron is referring to. We had it on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and that is the case of chalof that you have to give to a kohen, ukutrumaso, mutter. And then we were already introduced for the first time, the Ran told us, what our Mishnah is telling us, that all of these are mutter because, as the Gemara will elaborate, that these are considered things that are dover ha'asur, and you have to make a neder midover ha'nodur velo midover ha'asur. And the Gemara will flesh out a little bit of that logic. A new case, ha'omer le'ishto, he says to his wife, he's going to make a neder to make his wife usher to him. Hareat olai ki'ima. You are to me like my mother. Now, of course, one is not allowed to have relations with one's mother. So then, what do we do if he say made such a neda? Poischen loy pesach mimokom acher, shelo yakel rosho lekach. On the one hand, we look for him a pesach, even though it's not considered aser. Take a look at the Ran, Dibra Maschala Omer Li Ishtai, two lines in. The Af Agav de Mitbas Bedover Aser, Ba'am Aretz Midrabanan Sarech Pesach, even though this is also what we described as being Mat Bis Bedover Aser, nevertheless, because we don't want people to start speaking this way, so what we do is we look for a Pesach that our Mishnah described as a Pesach B'makom Acher. The words makom acher mean we don't choose the standard type of Pesach. Again, the way in which a neder could sometimes be undone by a chacham is he could find a Pesach. A Pesach would be a opening, in other words, a reason for why the neder shouldn't start in the first place. Would you have realized that, would you have made this neder, or did your neder include the understanding that this would be usher? If not, so then that is a Pesach, because the neder is betos. So over here, there's a Pesach, but we don't do it b'makom haragil. We don't do it in the regular way. We do not say that if you had known that it would be a zilzul for your mother, then you wouldn't have made the neder, but rather you find another Pesach. This, the Ran explains, is a chumrah midrabanan, and would be different than the Darm de Araisa, and this is one of the ways to signify that this is a Din de Rabbanan and not a Din de Araisa for an Am Aretz, in order to discourage them from making these types of Nedarim. Below Yekel Roishai Lekach, in order that they should not become regular and light in making these types of Nedarim, and that's why there is a Pesach in a case, and we look for a Pesach b'makom acher in a case where he says his wife is usher to him like his mother. Analyzes the Gemara, going back to the first part of the Mishnah, time of the Amar Chulin Sha'ochalecha. If he says that which I'm going to eat from you is Chulin, so then the halach is its mutter. Ha'amar lachulin Sha'ochalecha, mashma lo lechulin lahavi el karbon. And this we discussed earlier on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, and that is, if he says lachulin, so lachulin has a connotation of lo, and the connotation would be not chulin, but rather like a karbon. The Gemara rehashes an issue that we had raised on Daf Yud Aleph, mani masnisen. So if we're going to say that lachulin means lo lechulin, so who does our Mishnah follow? E Rebbe Meir, if he's going to follow Rebbe Meir, we already pointed out over there in Yud Aleph that in a few places of Shas, Rebbe Meir holds halesle michlal avatosha meahen. To remind ourselves, the Gemara in Ksubis tells us that Rebbe Meir learns out from the psukim of Bnei Gadu, Bnei Ruvein, in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, that their condition is said both in the positive and the negative. If they travel over and fight to help Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, then they will get Avrei Yarden. If they don't, they won't. So it's written in both the negative and the positive. Rebbe Meir says that you can't infer when it comes to conditions in Chazal, you can't infer from the negative, even if it's a purely logical inference. Say, Mechla Halesle Mechla Lavatashamei, hence says Gemara going on to Amid Aleph. Rebbe Meir doesn't hold of such a thing operating. And Lachulin, Lochulin, is assuming that lo chulin, that's not chulin, and it is kodshim, and that is michlal lavatashamehen. Ve'elo, says Gemara, taplan yidalat amalaf, Reb Yehuda, what are you going to say? It's following Reb Yehuda, hainu reisha. So then in such a case, then that's consistent already with what we had learned above. Ran explains on the first line, that's what we learned above on Daf Yudah Mebeis. In Yudah Mebeis, we had already learned that Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, of a lachulin being lo lachulin shiel carbon. Hainu reisha? Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Aydik diktani kibsar chazir kavodas kochavim. Once we're going to learn bisar chazir and avodas kochavim. Lahachi k'tani chulin. So we repeat the halacha of chulin, even though it's a repeat. Ravina amar hachi k'tani. Ravina has another explanation for what's going on here. Ve'elu mutarin k'chulin. A totally different way of reading the Mishnah. which things are mutar like chulin. In other words, it's an introductory remark. It's not ve'elu mutarin, and then you put a colon, chulin shalchlecha, but rather ve'elu mutarin kichulin, colon. Where do you put the colon? Ve'elu mutarin kichulin. Those things are mutar chulin. Which ones? Kibsar chayzir kavot is kolchavim. Why? Because we mentioned that it needs to be a neder bedover anoder and not bedover ha'aser. Ve'i lo tane chulin. And if our Mishnah had not said chulin according to this explanation of Ravina, hava mina boi she'ela, I would have thought that it's true that in such a case it's mutter if you say psar chazir because you can't be noder bedover aser and the neder take effect. However, you would still require the halachic mechanic of she'ela. And that would be that one would have the Rav ask a bunch of questions. If you had known that such and such would happen, would you have made the neder in the first place? But it wouldn't be automatically mutter. Says the Gemara, Umikal asuki al-daita hachi? Would one have thought that it would need she'ela? Ha midiktani seifa, but then it says in seifa, that in the seifa, we have the Rav being brought in to be poskel al pesach makom acher as a takana midrabanan, as we alluded to before. Michlal de reisha leboi sheila, which would indicate that the reisha there's no requirement of sheila. Ela michaverta. Rather, we have to go back to our original teretz. Chulin memela naspa. The memela we brought down the halacha of chulin. As Gemara said, two lines from the top. Aydi k'tani k'psar chazir, lachi k'tani chulin, to emphasize that it has the status of chulin, but it's not really necessary because that halacha we learned on Yud Amud Beis. Asks the Gemara, minohani mili, how do we know that if you're mat bisbedavar aser loy mitzar, as we see in the Ran, in the Ibrahim Aschel, minohani mili, this whole concept that the only time a neder is going to work is bedavar anoder. Again, to review our introduction, that if a person makes a neder and says this is going to be like a carbon, so the carbon itself is a davar anoder. It's something that a person donates. So then it will be mitbas. It acquires the identity of the object that you were matpis it with. However, if it's a davar ha'asur, and it was always asur, like besar chazir, so then in such a case, our Mishnah is telling us that hatpasa doesn't work because it's not itself a davar hanoder. Where do we know that? Amar kra ish ki yidar nedo Hashem. Ad she yidar bedavar hanoder. A person that makes a neder. Why the double lashon? Because the yidar has to be of something that's a davar another. Says the Gemara, ihachi afil bedvar aser nami. If that would be so, then you should say the same for a dvar aser. Because if you're darshaning the pasuk, I could darshan the pasuk a different way as well. How does the pasuk there go on in Bamidbar Lamed pasuk Gimel? Ishki yidar nedo Hashem o yishav Hashem. Well, lesar isar, lesar isar. Afil b'davar aser nami, daksiv lesar isar al nafsho. Lesar, it should be enough to say that if you have something that's aser, you're making something that's aser on yourself. Answers the Gemara, if that would be so, then the lashon should be different. V'chidesanya izeu iser ha'amur b'atayra v'chule. What we're referring to is earlier on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The pasuk, lesar isar al nafsho, is coming to tell us this brisa of Ezeu Iser Ha'amar B'Torah. So let's look back on that idea, Ezeu Iser Ha'amar B'Torah. It's about 10 lines into Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Ezeu Iser Ha'amar B'Torah. Amar Harein Shaloach Abasar Shaloach Shdiyayin Ki Yom Shemes Bo Aviv. In other words, Lesar Yisar Al Nafsha is referring, Chazal understand, to someone who makes a neder Ki Yom Shemes Bo Aviv. And that is the following. If a person had something that was Aser al-Nafsha already like Yom Shemes Bo Aviv, then the halacha is a neder ischal. Even though the halacha dictates that you need to make a neder bedover hanodur, nevertheless, the neder is chal. The Ran adds that the chiddush is the following. I might have thought that something that a neder could work on is only a davar hanadur that's usher to everybody. For example, if a Ruvain makes something kachim, so then that kachim is usher to everybody. But what about kiyom shemeis bo aviv? So the Gemara is mechadesh on there on Yubez Amid Aleph, which the Gemara here tells us that the Mikar is from Lesar Isar al Nafsha, that we learn that Kiyom Shemeis Bo Aviv is, once that's Aser to him, so then that was something that is considered enough of an Iser for him to be Matbis Bedavar Ha'Aser. Let's take a look where the Ran does something that we normally don't have a luxury in other Masechtas, and this way we could do Halacha when we're actually on the Daf itself. The Ran summarizes our Sugya LaHalacha, about 8 or 9 lines from the bottom. Hilkach le'inyin halacha naktinan. The matbis bedavar aser lo aving neder. If someone's matbis bedavar aser, it's not considered neder. V'lo tzarech sheila klal, it doesn't even require sheila. V'afilu ba'am ha'aretz, elo b'madrishto b'vad. As we learned in our Mishvah. The Ran adds, continuing skipping a line, Vahani mili matbis beneder. But that only applies when we're being matbis beneder. Avo matbis v'shvua lo mahani. But when it comes to being matbis v'shvua, then in such a case, it does not work. There you would have to be matbis on something that's aser to everybody. In contrast to matbis bedavar hanoder, we said, afilu bedavar shein noder el lo. It works, like the case of Yom Shemeis Bo Aviv. Back into the Ran, why? It's not considered the same thing as being Matzbis Shua Bepiv. Way neder works, as the Ran had told us in the beginning of Masechtas, you make a chevetz aster to you. Shvua works that you're making yourself aser to chevetz. And that's why, when it comes to shvua, you're not making the object us, you're making yourself usher to object. And here's the punchline. Hilkachi amar zek kezeh lo amar klum. Therefore, hatfasa doesn't work. I might have misspoken early and say hatfasa in a couple of cases doesn't work by shvua. The Ran here says it doesn't work in a shvua at all. V'chein nami. So what does that mean? Im amar shelo ochel basar kiyom shemeis bo aviv. If a person says, I will not eat meat like the day my father dies, v'hu ayim mushba al osa yom, and he had already made a shvua that day was asrim, lo amar klum, then it doesn't work. Da ba'osa yom matvis, v'osa yom leka begufe nidra klal. Since the fundamental difference between neder and shvua is that by neder, the object becomes aser. So if there's a neder by Yom Shemeis Bo Aviv, so then you could be matbis in that status of the day, the neder on that day. However, when it comes to Shua, since it's not in the chefetz, it's in the person, so hatpasa doesn't work. The Ran then quotes that there are some who give a middle ground. On the third to last line, V'ikaman da'amrin hi dematbis b'shua, lav kimotzi shua v'piv dami, hani milinin karmenu malkus, avlisura mia ika. There are some who say that hatfasa doesn't work for shua, for malkus, but there still is an iser, and the Ran says, I don't think it works, even at all, because of the fundamental difference between the way in which neder and shvua work. We learned in our Mishnah going back into our Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. So then in such a case, midrabanan, you have to find a Pesach b'makom acher, because we don't want people talking like this. Urim minu, I'll ask you a question. Harei alai kibsar ima, kibsar achosi, karlo klai kerem lo amar klum. If he says to his wife, your flesh is going to be like my mother or my sister, or arlo klai kerem, then it doesn't take effect. What's the difference between the two? Amar Abaye, says there's no difference. Lo Amar Klum Midoraisa, Tzar Shelem Midorabanan, that's the answer. It doesn't work Minat Torah, but it requires Shelem Midorabanan. Rava gives a different teretz. Ha B'Talmid Chacham, Ha B'Ama Aretz. It depends on whether a Talmud Chacham does it, or an Ama Aretz does it. Explains the Mefarish, Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom. Lo Talmud Chacham, Lo Ba'Yishela, Da'Kroi Ba'Almahu. A Talmud Chacham we're more lenient. We're not going to be as machmir because it took place one time. He made a mistake, but he's not going to make this mistake all the time, and therefore we don't require a Pesach. Not afraid of the conclusion of Mishnah shelo yakel rosha lekach when it comes to a talmud chacham. Vatanya, and I'll prove it to you, says the Gemara. Here, Vatanya is not a question, but Snichusa is a raya. Hanoda b'teira loya marklum. If someone makes a neder on Torah, then it doesn't take effect. If somebody makes a shvua, here neder also would mean a shvua with the Torah in front of him, we don't believe he's making a shvua on the Shem Hashem of the Torah. It's just on the side parchment, and it's not considered halachically binding. And here's the proof. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan taught, v'tzar sheila chacham, but you still need to have sheila, that he would never have made the shua if he would have understood the significance of it. Ve'amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman taught, v'tal nechacham, and tzar sheila. It's only an Amaretz. So we see this distinction between the halacha, vis-a-vis the Amaretz, versus the tal nechacham. If it's a one-time deal with the tal nechacham, then we're not going to make this gzeira. Now, it happens to be that with a Talmud Chacham, maybe we could add that the reason why we believe it's a one-time deal is not because his tzitzis are very long, or he wears this type of frack. The reason is because the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, and we paskin in Simin Reish Nun Tes in Hilchos Aveda, that a Talmud Chacham is a Talmud Chacham because he's someone who speaks very, very honestly. Someone who speaks honestly, we could add, is someone that doesn't speak in a negatively flamboyant way. If that's so then we don't need to make a gzeira for such in such a case of an individual. Tanya, turning on to you, Daladam Abbas, Hanoidi Betarilah Maklum Masha, because of Badvarv Kayomimba. If a person makes a neder stam in the Torah, then it's not binding. But if he makes it a neder on what is written inside, so then dvarim arkayam. Umashikasaba dvarim kayamim, katani mashikasaba dvarim kayamim, ubimashikasaba tsarech lemeimer. Why does it say bimashikasaba? It should say ubimashikasaba. Combined with the word ba. In other words, the Gemara is asking, why do you have two separate sentences? Bimashikasaba, Dvariv Kayamin. Just let it say ba ubimashikasaba tsarech lemeimer. That's all it needs to say. What's the difference between ba ubimashikasaba? Ba refers to the kedushas halgilyon and the kedushas haskaros. Bimashikasaba means the words of the Torah. Hence, if it just said ba, so then you would have understood the means what it says in the Torah. You're being known there by the East, by the messages of the Torah, and b'mashe kasaba is referring to the askaros. So the Gemara's question is, it should just say b'bao mashe kasaba tzarech lemeimer. Amar Rav Nachman lo kasher. Rav Nachman answers, hada mechasa raisa ara, hada nakita la biyado. In one case, we're talking about the Torah is sitting in front of him. Literally means on the ground. Chas v'chalila, we're talking about on the ground. It means sitting in front of him. V'hadinakad le'biyade. And in one case, it's sitting, he's holding it. Mechdalara, when it's in front of him, daita gvile. Then his mind is on the gvil and the osios, and not on what is inside of it. Nakad le'biyade, but if he's holding it, aite al askar shiba, then he has the askaros in mind. And this is why we differentiate between ba and b'mashe kasaba. The Mefarshim explain that if it's sitting in front of him, so then in such a case, if he just says ba, so then in such an instance, there's no proof that's daitos ala skaros. But if he says mashe kasaba, so then in such a case, then his daitos ala skaros, even if it's only sitting in front of him. V'yiba yisem, if you want to say demachta al ara, it's sitting in front of him. V'akam ashlan, ta'ach v'agav demachta al ara, kima da'amer b'mashi kasaba mahani, v'zo ain't tzarech lomar zo kitani. Or you could say, no, the chidush is that not only if he says b'mashi kasaba, but even ba, if he is holding it, and the chidush here is that if it's machta al ara, if he says b'mashi kasaba, then in such a case, it's going to be binding. Viba Yisayman, if you want, I give you another teretz. Kula mitziyasa nami delak nukat le biyade. We could say that the part of the brisa in the middle from the middle and on, actually, is talking about where he's holding it. This is the chish. Even when he's holding in his hand, even though he only says ba, and you would say maybe it's only talking about the gvilin, so what comes out is, if a person says ba, only if he's holding it will it be binding, and his das is not in on the gvilin, that his das is on the Askaras Hashem. Here at Bosai we see a beautiful point about the significance of the Sefer Torah, specifically when you're holding it. That when you're holding it, you see a person doesn't even think about the gvil. It's what Chazal referred to as osios porachas ba'avir. The letters are flying in the sky. In other words, in the most positive sense, the Sefer Torah is almost this miraculous flying of letters, and then you don't focus on the parchment, but the actual words themselves. In contrast, when it's sitting in front of the person, so there he sees the gvil, and then in such a case it depends on whether he says ba or b'mashe kosova. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Daled in Maseches Nedarim.